The truth about recruiting that will transform your results. Part 3. This is the Athletic Scholarship Podcast, episode number 166. Bonjour and welcome to the Athletic Scholarship Podcast. Je m'appelle Jean Fugler, athletic scholarship coach and a dad of two scholarship athletes. This is the longest running podcast on recruiting and athletic scholarships. I'm also the CEO of Recruit Me, a podcaster, author, and speaker, and a poor French speaker. And you got to be wondering, why in the world is he taking a stab at French? Well, I just returned from French speaking West Africa last week. And so I had to pick up some French. I majored in French in college. And so I tried it out and I didn't do really well, but I improved a little bit. So I thought I'd try it out on you here. Anyway, that has nothing to do with athletic scholarships. I couldn't resist though. Hey, this podcast is 15 minutes that will change your scholarship future. So I dig in and give you takeaways you can use immediately. You can find every episode, by the way, on your favorite podcast app. Go ahead. Maybe that's where you're listening to it right now, or you can find it on my website at recruitme.com. This is the third and final part of our series on the truths, actually, about recruiting that will transform your results. And we've gone through, seven of them so far. I got three more to share with you that you can hang your hat on. As we're in the midst of this fall recruiting season, I wanted to give you something to really propel you forward. And so if you missed the last two episodes, 164 and 165, please go back and listen to those because I cover some important things. As we talk about truths, we talk about the fallacies, and I don't want you to get tripped up. I want to save you a lot of time and heartache, and I want to make you successful. I can't make you successful, but I can sure help you avoid falling into some potholes, which there were quite a few of in Africa. It was, you talk about a wild ride. I had a wild ride in Africa. It was amazing driving around there. I don't even want to have a nightmare just thinking about it. Well, anyway, let's get into these, the last three that I want to deal with, the last three truths, and contrast them with the fallacies. And I start with this fallacy. And that schools only give scholarships for the money sports like football and basketball because they get all the publicity. And that's why you think that's really where all the money is. And that's not true. That's not true. Yeah, sure, those are full-ride sports. But I got to tell you, all these other sports I'm going to share with you here, they have scholarships. The NCAA and NAIA, the truth is, by the way, the NCAA and NAIA give scholarships in almost every established sport. Not every school offers every sport, as you know, but they do make scholarship money available for a wide range of sports. And the one you're in and the scholarship you're seeking may be among this list. For men, scholarship sports are baseball, basketball, cross country, fencing, football, golf, gymnastics. I bet you didn't know fencing had scholarships. Ice hockey, lacrosse, rifle, skiing, soccer, swimming and diving, tennis, track and field, volleyball, water polo, and wrestling. For women, basketball, bowling, cross country, fencing, field hockey, golf, gymnastics, ice hockey, lacrosse, rifle, rowing, skiing, soccer, softball, swimming and diving, tennis, track and field, volleyball, and water polo. And there are a number of new sports that are adding scholarships that are starting to emerge at the NCAA level. And so the list I gave you is being added to. And the best thing to do is to do a Google search to see which schools that you're looking at actually offer scholarships and offer that sport, of course. You wouldn't be searching for that school if it didn't offer that sport. But just make sure, okay? Do your homework. So as these other minor sports that don't have scholarships now, as they grow, you'll see more athletic scholarship money for these sports as well. So it's not just the major two, the football and basketball, but the other sports, and I talked about this last week, it's divided up among the athletes, so they don't are not offering full rides on some of the others. Like, for instance, cross country on the men's side has 12.5 or 12.6 actually scholarships. And for instance, on the women's side in skiing, there's 7. And it's just, it's divided up among the scholarship athletes. By the way, I wanted to let you know, if you haven't grabbed this yet, it's the Recruiting Power Pack. I've been talking about these truths, contrasting with the fallacies, and I want to give you the tools to apply these truths to. The Power Pack has 3 things in it, and you can get it on my website at recruitme.com. If you go there, it's free. One of the things is first steps to an athletic scholarship. Yes, it's good to have the truth and these truths, but you need application. And the first steps to an athletic scholarship is a short PDF, which will walk you through the first steps to an athletic scholarship. I've also got a template for a resume or player profile, and I've got an audio I recorded on when and how to use video. If you go to my website, pick those up, I think you'll find that to be helpful. Let's go on to another truth here. And I start with the contrasting fallacy. And the fallacy is that coaches do not like to be contacted by high school athletes. College coaches do not like to be contacted by high school athletes. But the truth is that coaches want to hear from talented athletes interested in their program. They want to hear from you. The reason is they need recruits. Just as they're looking for athletes like you coming in, there's athletes going out the back door after their senior year, and some sooner than that. Some sports, they're leaving after their junior year, sophomore year. Some are transferring. It is a dynamic situation. Things change. But coaches are working on filling their rosters because athletes are leaving. And coaches keep busy doing their most important job, and that's coaching. And I've mentioned this before, they rarely have the time or budget to discover every promising athlete on their own. There are undiscovered athletes, and sometimes these coaches meet up with these athletes after the athletes in college, competing on another team, playing against the coach that said, this kid was right in my own backyard, and I never saw him, or I never saw her. And here she is competing against us now and killing us. Do your job and help the coaches out. They are coaching. Recruiting is a huge task, and they do it. Some love it, some don't. I mentioned last week or the week before that some blue chip athletes come to a coach's attention through scouting services or media exposure, but there really aren't enough of them to fill a roster. Plus, there's a lot of competition to recruit them. And so you need to do your job. Don't think that coaches are resenting having you contact them. Please, you got to go after the schools, and you got to take the initiatives I mentioned before. Coaches want to hear from talented athletes. They want to hear from good prospects. So when you're contacting them, you're helping them out, you're making their job easier. One of the things I wanted to share with you is you're a podcast listener. Maybe you listen to this podcast with your athlete, or if you're the athlete, you bring your parents in and say, Mom, Dad, you got to hear this. You may listen together, you may listen separately, but the thing is, you're listening. I really believe that experiencing this recruiting endeavor is stronger when you do it together as parent and athlete. One of the things that I've put together is an audiobook of my book, The Athletic Scholarship Playbook, a complete college recruiting roadmap for high school athletes and parents. It's in audiobook form on Audible. You go right to Audible. You can do a search. It's actually, you go to Amazon, search for it, and one of the formats is audiobook. A lot of families are taking advantage of this. It's well worth it to go ahead and pick up the audiobook and listen together. You can re-listen. You can talk about it. Some people are better Audible learners than they are readers. The thing is, too, is when you go on these trips together, you can listen together, talk about it. It's a good way to process it. So I encourage you to go to Amazon or Audible and pick up the audiobook of the Athletic Scholarship Playbook. Now here's number 10. It's taken 3 weeks, but we've gotten here. And this is something that the fallacy is the fact that an athlete will say, oh, I've received a letter or an email from a coach, so I'm being recruited. Yeah, I received a packet in the mail. The coach is interested. I am now on his or her list. I'm being recruited. And the truth is this, that coaches send out hundreds of letters and emails to athletes they know little about. They're out fishing. There are likely hundreds of student athletes receiving the exact same email that you've received, the exact same letter, the exact same camp brochure and cover letter. And that's not to say that you can't be recruited by that school or that coach, but you're not being recruited yet. You're being recruited when that coach shows personal interest in you and begins that process of recruiting you. You're a prospect at that point. You're not being recruited until you're recruited as an individual, not as a mass mailing or a mass email. That's the same as you taking a list of 100 schools and sending out a through MailChimp or something like that. You're sending out 100 emails to go fishing and all these coaches, but you're not really showing specific interest. That's a lot different than you sending a personal email or personal letter to a particular coach at a particular school. You're showing your interest. The same works in reverse for the coach towards you. You want a personal touch from them, a personal phone call, a personal email, a personal letter. If you are, if you're a freshman or sophomore, or even part of your junior year, and you're not hearing, you're not getting phone calls, of course, maybe not even personal emails, that's okay. Coaches are limited on how much they can do and what they can do as far as recruiting. Just know that you're not being recruited until you are really personally being recruited. Don't get too excited about mass emails or packets or letters. But the coaches are doing this because they want to find out who's interested so they can begin a recruiting dialogue. Respond to them. My coaching to you is to respond to every communication you get from coaches. You never know where that's going to lead. So you're not a recruit yet. You're not a prospect yet. However, as they're fishing and you respond, then that begins the conversation. Don't ignore these mailings. I know it's a lot of work, but it's worth following through on. You don't know the end game to this. They want to go ahead and evaluate you as they evaluate other prospects. So there you have it. The 10 truths contrasted with the 10 fallacies of recruiting that as you latch onto these, it will transform your results. Absolutely. I believe that. I've seen that with family after family. We all need a roadmap. We all need tracks to run on. We all need boundaries in the road. And these are the boundaries, the truths that I shared with you. The 10 truths are the boundaries of recruiting for you to run on. If you take off the road and go tumbling down the hill and get into a ditch when you're driving, that's bad news. Same thing with recruiting. There's so many ways that you could get tripped up. There's so many distractions, so many wrong things that you can do. But I'll tell you, if you stick with these 10 truths, you're going to be on the right path. And these 10 truths are really the foundation. If you listen to the Athletic Scholarship Playbook audiobook, you're going to find that, you're going to hear these truths in the book, but I'll take it from there and show you how to apply the step-by-step principles to get you success. Are there any questions that you have? I'm getting questions from families. I try to answer every single one, so I'm going to answer on the show. If you have a question, if something has come to mind as we've gone through these three episodes, then email me at john@recruitme.com, or you can tweet me a message at John Fugler. That's at J-O-N F-U-G-L-E-R. Well, thank you for putting up with my French at the beginning of the show. I'll close it in English and just wish you a great week, and we'll catch you next week. God bless.